The new portal offers a form for document requests. The requests can be sent to up to 3 state agencies at one time. It also lists the contact information for staff who handle FOIL requests at 59 state agencies and public authorities. Cuomo, in a press release, describes the new system as a giant leap forward. John Caney, with the reform group Reinvent Albany, calls it a sensible step, but he says many other states have had similar systems for years.
A lot of government agencies around the country have this kind of FOIL portal, and so the state's been a little behind.
In the next year, the state plans to add upgraded software to the system so that when the requests reach the state agencies, it will be easier for them to retrieve documents and make them public. Caney says he hopes that will help the agencies process and respond to the requests faster.
It's really the next steps in this announcement that we're looking forward to more to help deal with the problems with big delays in FOIL.
The Cuomo administration has been notoriously slow in answering FOIL requests. The matter was brought up during the ongoing federal bid-rigging trial of the former head of SUNY Polytechnic, Elaine Calieros, who also headed Cuomo's economic development efforts. Calieros is facing charges along with 3 upstate developers. In opening statements to the jury, Calieros' lawyer, Reid Weingarten, tried to explain why his client at times used private emails instead of his state account to communicate with favored developers about potential bids. Weingarten said that evading FOIL requests was almost sport in New York state government. Caney says it's interesting that the announcement about the new upgrades for FOIL requests came a week later.
The timing appearing right after that testimony, which was very cynical and damaging to the idea of FOIL and transparency, politically it would make sense to try to address that.
A spokesman for the governor says it would be unfair to connect the defense lawyer's statements at the trial with the announcement of the new FOIL request system. Spokesman Rich Azzopardi says the new portal has actually been up and running for a couple of months, but it had not been publicly announced. On Wednesday, Cuomo restricted some access to public records under the state's FOIL rules. He made it harder for the public to get personal information about state employees. Under law, the names of the workers must be disclosed, but Cuomo says he's reacting to the Supreme Court ruling in the Janus case. That outlaws the collection of union dues and related fees from employees who don't want to be in a union. Cuomo says he's afraid of anti-union forces trying to get the home addresses and cell phone numbers of state workers in an effort to persuade them to quit their unions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.